أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, I would like to welcome you all with the Islamic greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. My name is Dr. Nasser Karimian. I am the Imam of this masjid, and I'd like to thank you all for being here on this auspicious occasion of our grand opening. The term mosque is the English term, but the Arabic term is masjid. This is a place for humility. This is a place where the believers come recognizing their shortcomings, recognizing their own weaknesses, recognizing that throughout the day, I may have so many imperfections, and there's so many things that I may be ashamed of. But at the end of the day, I can always come to a place like this and beg God Almighty to forgive me for my weaknesses, for my shortcomings. And so the idea is that hopefully you come to a place that is externally beautiful so that it can motivate you and inspire you to become beautiful on the inside as well. That is the hope that I hope to instill within the congregation. That is the message that I hope that we get from all the decorations and from all the effort that has been put into this beautiful masjid, that this is a place to recognize your own weaknesses on the inside, but hopefully you can come here and through the external beauty of this masjid, hopefully you get inspired to be a little bit more beautiful on the inside as well.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I want to first start by thanking, not in specific order, but all of our esteemed guests and honorable elected officials. This moment to me is special for several reasons. This community is not about politics. This community, this facility, this group is not here just to talk about historically what tended to be interfaith dialogue about the differences between faiths, but rather it has always been an interfaith collaboration to advance the public good. Let's feed the hungry. Let's take care of those who are suffering from chemical dependence and substance abuse. Let's work with our elected officials so that our city continues to be one of the best cities in the country.
It is such an honor to serve as the 52nd Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Indiana and a partner to Governor Holcomb. And so on behalf of Governor Holcomb and myself, we want to say congratulations. The largest Muslim community in the state of Indiana. And with this mosque, and as your congregation, you certainly add to the quality of life that we enjoy, not just here in Fishers, but throughout the state of Indiana.
We're very pleased today to come and celebrate the opening of this very beautiful masjid. After 2 years and essentially two seasons of Ramadan spent apart from many of our friends and loved ones, I know we're all ready to be festive and celebrate community life together. As a young Muslim, I can remember talking to imams like my great uncle, Imam Umar al-Khattab, Judge David Shaheed, and many other pioneers about their vision for what Islam looks like in Indiana. And I think that this is a part of the fulfillment of that vision.
I was recently in a conversation with one of the members of your mosque, and they were going on and on about how grateful they were to the city of Fishers for being so welcoming and being so excited about having this facility here. And after the conversation ended, I thought to myself that in reality, the fact that the community was so excited about this facility being here and that the city was so willing to work with the members of this community was not a testament to the Fishers residents or to the city of Fishers, but rather a testament to the foundation that you have all built within this community. When you come knocking just down the road to City Hall because you have an issue or a concern or you have a problem that needs to be solved, we're quick to answer that call because, frankly, you have become such a valued member of our community. And I'm excited to see, just as Fishers continues to grow and prosper, I have a deep faith that your community will as well. So welcome again to the City of Fishers and continued success as you move forward. Thank you.
My relationship with the Al Huda Foundation goes back to the very beginning, and I want to share a memory. When the Al Huda Foundation purchased a local church to be transformed into the home of the new Al Huda School and a place of worship, I just felt it would be a good time to come and introduce myself as a Christian minister and to welcome our new friends into the community. I was received with the warmest hospitality and made friends immediately. I decided to come back several weeks in a row for Friday prayers and build this new relationship. And I'm here today to reaffirm that commitment to friendship and solidarity and brotherhood, because we have so much that we can work for together in our community.
My concept of respecting somebody's faith is to be curious, is to ask questions, to even prod and poke a little bit, not to be offensive or frustrating or annoying, but rather so I can really get underneath the surface and understand. And so this is the way we get closer. This is the way we develop. This is the way we get better. I mean, even physically, in exercise, you need a little bit of tension, right, to develop the muscle. Well, in the same way, sometimes, yeah, we're going to have these conversations. We're going to ask each other maybe the wrong thing, step on each other's toes a little bit. But at the end of the day, this little bit of tension is worth it. As long as we're trying our best to be respectful and trying to understand one another, this is how we respect. And perhaps it is our duties as various leaders in various capacities to make sure that we shift our perspective on the term respect. And we respect one another by talking to one another, by getting to know one another, and by engaging in dialogue and in conversation. And that is what I hope that this masjid will be. I hope that we will be leaders in that regard. I'm hoping that this new facility will not just be for the Muslims. The doors are always open. The doors are open to Muslim and non-Muslim alike.